This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A very good day to all the beautiful listeners. God's richest blessing upon you. My name is Abraham Manuel. I'm an overseer of a congregation in Somerset West. I thank God for the opportunity today to speak to you from this platform on my topics, my assignment, my destiny. Today, I want to talk to you about security and insecurity. We're visiting today the house of David, and our content is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 12, from verse 1 till 14. A lot of things happened in the house of David, but there was one particular thing that really stood up and out, and I believe that we have read and are familiar with what happened. David was supposed to go to war, and in those days that the king was in the front line and he was the person that lead the armies, the military. But that particular day, David did not go to war. He stayed at home. And something happened in his life. I believe that David regret that he ever stayed at home. Why did he not go to war as it was required of a king? And that thing that happened with David but of such a nature that God has to send someone to the king and confront him of what was happening in his life. We all get to that place where we will one day be confronted of what's happening in our life. And so David, this thing that happened to him, there was a woman involved and there was also a murder, because he wanted to cover up for what was happening. And the Lord sent a man, looking for a man that he can send. Someone without fear. Someone that said, whatever you and wherever you send me, I will go without fear. And that person was a prophet. And there was security in him. And so he feared no one. And that's why we're talking about security and insecurity. When you've been tasked with a huge task, and the person that you have to confront about the issue, do you have security? Not people around you, but do you believe in yourself? That's why I'm saying today to you, when you have security, security provides the foundation for strong leadership. When we feel insecure, we drift from our own mission whenever troubles arise. We must feel secure, or when people stop liking us, when funding drops, when moral dips, or when others reject or criticize us, we will crumble. If we do not feel secure, fear will eventually cause us to sabotage our leadership. Imagine what have happened had Nathan lacked security. Consider the odds stacked against him. He knew he had to confront David in his sin. Yet David had covered up everything so well. No one else knew what had happened. That mean Nathan could expect no moral support. Further, the popular David had led Israel to prominence among the nations, and most Israelites would side with David if he put up a fight. Finally, from a technical viewpoint, David had not done anything illegal to Uriah. He had set up the man to be killed in the battle by the Ammonites. But it wasn't his spear or sword that took the life of this man. Nathan had to feel utterly secure in his plan of attack, or it would backfire. And the question is, what enabled Nathan the prophet to demonstrate secure leadership? First, Nathan had God's trust behind him. He didn't have to stand alone against David. Secondly, Nathan had a relationship with David. Their friendship created the bridge that allowed Nathan to do what God called him to do. And thirdly, Nathan's identity depended upon his divine call, not his popularity. Nathan determined to speak God's truth, regardless of the popular reaction. And number four, Nathan understood his personal mission. He operated out of deep conviction. And number five, Nathan was humble and broken. He had nothing to lose, for he had died to personal ambition. And so that's the reason why Nathan demonstrates secure leadership and has that security. I fear no man. I feared no one. And when this task was given to him to confront the king, we must remember that the king had everybody behind him. He had the whole nation's support. Nathan was all by himself. But as you heard, Nathan had God's truth behind him, and that demonstrates the secure leadership in him, that he has no fear for no one. When I and you are given such huge tasks, will we have that security, or are we insecure? You many a time when we get this humongous task to do, insecurity starts functioning in our life. I wanted to just show you some common symptoms of insecurity. And first of all, it is comparison. We compare ourselves with others and keep score. Secondly, compensation. We feel like a victim and must compensate for our losses. That's symptoms of insecurity. Competition. We become self-consumed and try to outdo others for attention. Compulsion. We feel driven to perform in order to gain others' approval. Condemnation. We judge others, ourselves, resulting in self-pity or conceit. And lastly, control. These are symptoms of insecurity. Control, we feel we must take charge, protect our interests, and manipulate. And when these things are in our life, this is the symptoms, and it is common symptoms of insecurity. But Nathan, as God stood behind him, and he said to himself, I fear no one. I will go. Doesn't matter who I have to face, because I have God's truth behind me. Another four keys I wanted to give to you today of security to reduce personal insecurities. Build the following four ingredients into your life. First, identity. Establish your identity in Christ, not in performance. Brokenness. Allow God to break you of self-sufficiency and self-promotion. And number three, it's purpose. Discover and practice your God-given purpose in life, not someone else. And the last one, give and receive the blessing. Learn to affirm others and receive affirmation. Affirmation. Receive that. And today as we leave, I want you to remember, security and insecurity are not really friends. But if you have God's truth behind you, you fear no one. May God bless you, and God be with you in the week to come. God bless you. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.